Door!
No.
Is he shouting door? Yeah.
That wasn't a voice recognition. I saw the labourers behind those doors that are part of Jimmy's team. They go with him everywhere. And I wanted to see whether they knew his particular hollowed out voice or whether it would apply with anyone.
Door!
Richard, don't!
I just can't believe Richard can run.
Okay, I'll go and restart the game.
Door!
Irrawaddy, get back in there.
He does it so well as well.
Nearly.
Okay, you must compliment each other whilst looking each other in the eyes.
The game starts now.
I'll start. Yeah. I think you're really funny.
You're like a sunset. You're full of light. And I can see you going down on me at 7 p.m.
Depending on what time of year it is.
Yes, depending on if it's summer or autumn or... You could wait till 8 p.m. If you can hold it. Have you got a compliment for me?
You're fit as fuck.
Oh, that's lovely.
I'd give you one.
Can't hear you.
You're like a flower in that you're full of yeast because you went down on me at 7 p.m.
That's really beautiful. I've learnt a lot from you. One of the things I learnt from you is that you don't need to chop vegetables because when I stayed with you once, I just watched you tear a pepper apart with your fists and put it into a... I think it was like some sort of casserole. And I thought, do you know what? Why not? Oh. Who needs things to be neatly sliced?
Do you know what I learnt from you?
Well, casserole got your tongue, has it?
You could do a shit so big that my boyfriend at the time...
You fucker.
There it is. I'm pressing the red button. Come on, you. Doors.
It's good, though, isn't it?
Yeah. No, get back. So good.
I actually got a stitch doing that run.
What, through the door?
Yeah.
Hang on. I got a little treat for you.
Fair enough. That's horrible.
I looked in that mirror and it was mad. How did they get a T-shirt? Like, the same T-shirt?
How are they doing that? That's so horrible!
Wow, she's doing well there, isn't she?
What I will say is I look lovely with blue eyes. It's actually quite horrifying and quite... Thank you for that experience. Thank you.
Wow. Woo!
Lou Sanders.
Wow. Wowzers.
Treat that seat.
Here comes your treat, you bastard.
What would you like? Is there anything you'd like?
How does that feel, you bastard?
I'll get the wind up.
I'm thinking of my fertility report.
How was it?
No, really bad.
Yeah, I've not ruined your look.
Do you like orange ice bowl?
Yeah.
Are you hungry at all?
Oh, that's brave. That's brave for a man in the media to be doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to hold it for you.
There we go.
It's a banana.
The treat suit had erotic undertones, and I don't think they meant it to.
I'm actually having a lovely time.
I was like, turn off the cameras and let a girl have a moment.
I'm having a lovely time now. I'm really leaning into it.
I'm not hurting you, am I?
No.
Bob's just hitting a saucepan lid. That's not in the treat tray. He's brought his own gear.
Do you think Bob would find it funny if I farted? Bob would find that funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I've got to do that on TV.
Give it a go.
But no, yeah. I don't really want to do that on TV.
Give it a go. What have you got to lose?
Well, dignity.
potential
life partner. You've got to think about how much you're starting with.
Exactly.
I mean, there's been a run on the bank in terms of dignity.
Lou, Richard's hunting Lou, Richard's hunting Lou.
Here we go. She's down. It's like in Jaws when they've got three spears in her.
Oh,
they've got some spears
so
in. You've got to take her down.
Because
she's going down underwater. She's dragging the boat.
He would find a weak fish and then kind of swarm them until he got like a smirk or something. He was unbelievably dangerous, Richard.
I actually think.
Are you through it?
Yeah, I think.
We had a couple of spears. It was pulling the boat and they snapped free.
What caused it, though? What?
He said she had no dignity. And the conversation started, I said, I think Rob would probably find it funny if I went over and parped on him.
Yeah.
Because I've got the measure. What
was that? Was that the part?
What was that?
Oh, no, Lou!
Yes. The spears were in, the boat was dragged.
You seem like a really nice person.
Why do you date, and what's happening with you and yourself that you're dating at speed?
Oh, God, because we've all been on a date like this.
I'm not dating so much.
No.
What I am doing is looking for a night out. Do you know what I mean? A nice night out.
I do know what you mean. Do you like to swim?
Not incredible distances.
Do you want to go for a swim?
No, I don't want to go.
You won't come for a swim?
Please don't.
So you don't like adventure?
I do like adventure.
Would you come with me now for a swim?
Would you come with me? I would like us to do some drawing under a horse. We could get under that horse.
Yep.
We could even sketch on the horse's belly.
I would like to do that.
Yeah, you're my type of guy.
There are times when you're under a horse where it can get real.
Yeah.
And it can get real fast.
Everything under
real fast.
Real fast under the horse.
Because you've got horse flies, you've got whatever the horse is dealing with.
Not with my horse, mate.
What's your horse?
There's no horse flies near my horse. That's a promise.
Richard is struggling.
Oh, good grief.
Anyway, do you have anywhere in your house that you can hide away? So, you know, just be by yourself.
Let's talk about intercourse.
Okay.
Is it on the table?
No.
Okay.
Is that okay?
No.
I assumed you were just looking for a fingering.
Lou, go and sit down and watch Richard and Bob get to know each other. Sit down and look at them.
You've got lovely thighs, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. Yeah, I work on
Your
them.
Eyes not so good, but lovely
no,
thighs.
No, this one's weeping.
Yeah.
And this one's a write-off.
That one's buggered, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
I haven't even asked your name.
Tony.
Hiya, Tony. You're nice. Do you mind me asking about your parents? I like to do it. It's what I call a background check.
Yes.
The fun.
Yes.
What did your parents do?
They worked for NASA.
Right.
In...
That's the supermarket, yeah?
Yeah, in PR.
Yeah.
And one was on meats, and the other was on cheeses.
Meats and cheeses. Meats always and cheeses. Pleases.
What do your parents do? Are they still with us?
My father came...
Tell us about your father.
My
father. Your father? Yes.
What did my father do?
What did he do?
He...
What didn't he do?
..came up with new ideas for biscuits. He designed a very long biscuit, a metre long. Yeah? That's... Crispy, crunchy, 1 metre long. Tried to flog it to Crawford's, to Pete Freen's, to the lot.
Ow!
Wouldn't touch it.
Gosh, that's brutal.
Yeah, so...
The biscuit industry is one of the hardest industries to break into. That and arms.
Arms dealing, biscuits dealing.
Would you invest in arms?
My mother was in arms dealing.
She sold swords.
Hello. I'm in a dance duo with my mum. This is my mum.
Hello, mum.
That's not Goldie Hawn.
No, it's not.
So we're going to do a dance piece for you. It's inspired by the Moors. So Michael, Roger, Broad. And we've done it for the production team. We ran it through for them. They loved it, didn't they?
Yeah.
They absolutely loved it. But they said the elements of it were a bit too erotic, so we've had to cut all the BJs.
That's a shame.
That's a shame. Mum, what's the matter? Mum? What's the matter?
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Fuck, what's the matter?
Your Uncle Peter died.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How?
Walking.
Oh, my God. Where was he walking to?
Elephant and Castle.
Where from?
Alicante.
Okay, should we not do the dance?
No. It's fine.
Maybe I won't do the slut drop.
No, that was Peter's favourite bit.
Let's put the umbilical cord back together.
Yeah.
They might have forgotten how to laugh. What are we watching?
By the time Lou did her dance with her mum, was it mum? By that time, I think Richard, me and Rob, I think we probably did want to win by then.
I don't think you should make your mum dance like that.
That was a definite laugh.
What do you think they were trying to get across in that story? It's art to know, isn't it? It's good. It's good when art leaves you with questions.
I have a suspicion that that wasn't Lou's mum. If that was Lou's mum, it explains a lot because they didn't seem close.
OK. Richard, the face you do when you're having an ice cream and you suddenly remember you're meant to be attending your dad's funeral.
Oh, the twist!
Oh my God!
What are you gonna do?
I don't want to have to talk.
OK, you know how this works. One mistake and it is all over. OK, Bob.
Yep.
Could you make the face you do when you discover your partner is also your cousin?
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
Okay. Richard, I'd like you to do the face you do when you're at the doctor's and he's got your test results. It's not looking good.
It's not looking good, it's looking excellent. You have zero STDs. But wait, he was looking at the wrong file. You have chlamydia.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Do, 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 do.
God.
Okay, one more each. This is the face you do when you're on a plane, the toilet door opens, a large bald man walks out, the smell is horrific. The pilot has left the cockpit and is breakdancing in the aisles. It's amazing. Have you got that?
What the hell? Who the fuck? Why is this shit? Come on.
Richard, what face would you do in the same scenario?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Oh, it's tricky to go second on the same scenario.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
I don't know.
What you gonna do?
I don't know.
How is he not laughing?
Oh,
fuck.
He's struggling.
I was in the cemetery and I saw a bloke get up from behind a gravestone. Morning, I said. No, just having a shit.
Oh, I'm calling it.
Oh! Wow, that was tight.
Damn you. Damn you. It's very intense. It was like De Niro and Pacino in Heat.
In Heat, yeah.
I'd be De Niro, because De Niro is gunned down in the end.
And... but I'm physically more De Niro.
I think, but Pacino...
you're more Pacino.
Give me all you got!
There you go, you see? Like that. I knew it.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I've got a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. Now, I think jokes are like magnets. They attract some people. Some people like my comedy, and a million of you came to see me on my last tour. Thanks very much, by the way. But like magnets, jokes attract and they repel. Some people are repelled by my sense of humour. If that's you, don't come and see me live. But if you like this kind of thing, come and see Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny. I'll be everywhere. Go to jimmycarr.com for details.